Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. A suicide bomber killed at least 14 people in Iraq Sunday at a camp for families internally displaced by fighting. 13 people were wounded in the attack on the camp west of Ramadi, the capital of Anbar province. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the attack. Iraqi forces retook the cities of Ramadi and Fallujah from Islamic State terrorist forces, but the jihadist group retains control of western parts of Anbar province. Syrian state television is reporting that a suicide bomber in a car blew himself up in central Damascus Sunday, killing at least 8 people and wounding 12 others. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says 12 people were killed. A fire at a Syrian refugee camp in Lebanon's Baqa Valley Sunday killed at least one person. About 100 tents were destroyed. More than 1 million Syrian refugees live in Lebanon, mostly in settlements in Baqa near the Syria-Lebanon border. The sound of Iraqi troops pushing deeper into Mosul's old city in their attempt to recapture more positions from the Islamic State terrorist group. The area is a densely populated neighborhood west of the Tigris River, where ISIS militants are now making their last stand in what are expected to be the final days of the battle for Iraq's second-largest city. A group of American senators visited Pakistan Sunday, where they met top government and military officials to discuss bilateral ties and cooperation in fighting terror. This is VOA News. The World Health Organization says 1,500 people have died since April in the rapidly spreading cholera outbreak in Yemen. Almost 250,000 people have been infected. The WHO says about 25% of those killed were children. Dr. Sharon Varkey is UNICEF's deputy representative in Yemen.
Every single minute, one new child is reporting sick with acute watery diarrhea. Unfortunately, some of these children will not live to see the light of the next day.
A 2-year Saudi-led campaign against Houthi rebels has damaged infrastructure and has caused medicine shortages in Yemen, which is the Arab world's poorest country. An Egyptian court has upheld death sentences against 20 people in the brutal 2013 attack on a police station in the Giza suburb of Kardasa. The attack, which came during a frenzy of violence following the ouster of Islamist President Mohamed Morsi, killed close to 12 police officers and was cited in the government's case for the use of force to quell a budding popular insurrection. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
An Egyptian court has issued a final ruling upholding death sentences against 20 participants in a brutal 2013 attack on a police checkpoint in the Cairo suburb of Kardasa. Veteran Egyptian editor and publisher Hisham Qasim tells VOA that most ordinary Egyptians are more concerned with their immediate day-to-day struggle to put food on the table and clothe themselves than with court cases such as the one Sunday in which death sentences were upheld in the Kardasa attack. Qasim points out that many death sentences have not yet been carried out, and opponents of the government of President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi, including the Muslim Brotherhood, are looking for means to resort to international legal bodies or rights organizations to use such sentences against Sisi. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Brazilian police say they've arrested an infamous drug kingpin who had evaded them for 3 decades. Luis Carlos da Rocha had undergone plastic surgery in his heretofore successful efforts to stay free. Police believe he operates a huge international cocaine empire. And Samsung Electronics says it will start selling refurbished versions of the Galaxy Note 7 smartphone this week in South Korea. The Note 7 was recalled last year because its battery sometimes overheated and caught fire. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.